You're listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
This is the sound of Anna Dakin walking through buffle grass on her 20-acre property just outside Alice Springs. She says the invasive weed has overrun her life.
At times like this, after rain, when there is this sudden massive amount of growth that is pretty much logistically impossible to keep on top of. So it is a big emotional drain, it's a big financial drain, it takes a huge amount of time, and it causes stress like I can't explain.
Anna wants to open a campsite for visitors on her property. After unusual rain earlier this year, she would spend 10 hours a week on the lawnmower trying to control buffle.
The grass itself is a monoculture, so it's one kind of texture. But also you start to notice that the trees are blackened and there's less kind of mid-level growth. You don't see small seedlings popping up in buffle grass areas because the grass itself is not native. And it creates this kind of dense mat blocking the light for seedlings lower down that the seedlings themselves, native plants and trees, haven't evolved for.
She's concerned about its impact on tourism, including the art tours she operates.
People travel to Central Australia because they're fascinated by deserts. They're fascinated by the resilience of our environment, of our planet. We get to see plants that have evolved to live in an environment that appears to be extremely harsh and inhospitable. But actually, what we find when we get here is this incredible tapestry of plants that have evolved to not only survive but thrive in quite harsh conditions. And this grass is outcompeting those plants. When I start to talk about buffle grass to groups, I personally feel quite embarrassed at the lack of management that we do in the Northern Territory for buffle grass. Tour groups come through, they connect with the environment. We start to talk about this grass. It's something that's a really big feature of the landscape, unfortunately. And people feel upset when they see it.
Alice Springs is considered ground zero for buffle grass, which is native to Africa and parts of Asia. Recent NASA imagery published online shows that Australia's centre has transformed to a green look following the NT's third wettest February on record. The area's landscape usually appears red due to the oxidation of iron-rich rock made famous by Uluru. Local government estimates up to 80% of ground cover around Alice Springs is now buffle. The issue isn't new, but environmental advocates, including Alex Vaughan from the Arid Lands Environment Centre, say it's getting worse.
Buffle grass is a landscape transformer. It's taking over our river systems, hillsides, floodplains, kind of all environments really, and transforming these systems into a fire-promoting grassland. Green is not good. It is the canary in the coal mine. The green buffle grass growth cures and dries into a tinderbox before it goes up in flames and creates blackened landscapes. And we're talking about iconic and widespread places from the Victorian Mallee to Katitunda Lake Eyre, Uluru Katajuda, towns like Alice Springs and Larapinta Trail, as well as huge parts of Western Australia and Queensland.
Its high biomass can create more frequent wildfires, something First Nations people are well aware of. Eastern Arunda woman Camille Dobson spoke to SBS in Alice Springs.
You've got this additional layer of, you know, this invasive species which is, you know, on steroids going out and, you know, just really you have chronic illness suffered greatly because of the impact of the smoke from the fire and all of the ash that was falling onto the community. There was also issues for them around, you know, fear of infrastructure being burnt and There was actually some damage to buildings as a result of the fire, and 2 years later they're still waiting for that to be repaired, and it's very costly because of the remote nature of where they live.
Camille also says traditional bush food is being outcompeted.
And there's a lot of plants and animals that that has happened to, that just sort of, they fade out of our memories and fade out of our language. So it's having a really big impact on our language and culture.
For graziers in arid landscapes, the weed is a lifeline. It was first brought into the NT by Afghan camelliers in the late 1800s, then intentionally planted around the 1950s and 60s to suppress dust and erosion. Bufflegrass is fast-growing and resilient, ideal for feeding cattle. Romy Carey is the chief executive of the Northern Territory Cattlemen's Association.
I think it's really important that we move beyond whether bufflegrass is good or whether bufflegrass is bad. I think it depends where you sit. And what's really important is that this is a species of pasture that sustains an industry that operates in quite remote and extremely remote regions. It sustains those regional economies, those regional communities, and that cattle industry. And in areas where it's not utilised or not managed, it does pose a risk. And so through this debate, I think what's been missed when it's oversimplified is that there is a need to manage it where it encroaches on communities or where it interferes with cultural or sacred sites and in our road corridors, but it can't come at the detriment of an industry that sustains our regional economies. And for the Territory, it's an industry that has been here since the beginning and really is a powerhouse for our economy, and I think that's the piece that can't be missed here.
Environmentalists want the federal government to list bufflegrass as a weed of national significance, a move being considered. Despite the NT declaring it a weed in 2024 and setting up a six-year management plan, a permit for bufflegrass seed has been approved for a pastoral property in the Alice Springs region. Alex Vaughan again.
Local governments, rangers, parks, tourism operators, community members are the ones that are paying for this significant negative impact. And what we are after is recognition that millions and millions and millions of dollars of people's time and money is being spent to deal with this problem. And we need national support, recognition and coordination so that we can do that more effectively. And in areas that do not have bufflegrass, keep bufflegrass out.
The NT Environment Minister Joshua Burgoyne told SBS News he's spoken to the Federal Environment Minister about buffle, asking for more support and money.
It's embarrassing to explain to people that what we're doing in the Northern Territory, rather than having a really coordinated process of getting rid of the grass, even post its declaration as a weed a couple of years ago, what we're doing here is actually there's small groups of individual volunteers digging it out by hand. That is embarrassing. That's crazy. It's heartbreaking for travellers.
An uphill battle for people like Anna Dakin, who want government to step up. Josh van Staden, SBS News.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.